multifamily mindset
podcast.
Think bigger.
Well, to be here sharing another episode with all of you, we're grateful for all the listeners we've had throughout the years, and a special thank you and a special welcome to any new listeners we have coming in as of recent. We're grateful to have you on this journey with us. And what I wanted to do today is dive into Peak. It's a wrap. We officially finished our third annual Peak Partnership event in Orlando, Florida. It was a wonderful venue. I'm super excited for 2025 already. And I've met so many wonderful people over the course of the last week. A special just thanks and my gratitude to all of you who were so warm and welcoming to me as I was able to share the stage with the likes of David Goggins and Jamie Kern Lima over the course of the past, this past week. So it was a pretty amazing event. If I do say so myself, I believe it was the best one we have had thus far. It gets bigger and better every single year. So on that note, if you haven't gotten your Peak tickets already for 2025, I do believe those are live. I'll talk to our team and make sure that they drop those in the link so that you can go get yours. I'm sure it will fill up quick. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we're back at the same venue, and it was an amazing place. Perfect place for a networking event of this caliber. So what I wanted to do today is dive into some lessons learned, some of my greatest takeaways from Peak Partnership. And these are in no particular order, and I want to get through all of them. So we're going to just dive right in. And that number one that I have for you today is there is power in listening. I am new to the networking space. It's not something that I say I'm new. It's been a few years now. But I came from a world of professional education where networking just looked a lot different. However, this principle served true then in that time of my life, and it continues to serve me and my business well. But not only that, it continues to serve all business owners and all people well. Listening is almost an unforgotten, or is almost a forgotten skill set. I have found that we as people, we have this thing inside of us that we like talking about ourselves, and we like hearing ourselves talk, and it can get on autopilot if we're not careful. And when you go into an event of this magnitude, sometimes it's really easy to show up with all these big goals and just go straight to the point and just let the words flow and go straight at the heart of what it is you want. The harder skill, yet the skill that yields the better results, is the skill of showing up and listening, showing up and giving like you have no place to get to. And a lot of the time that looks like giving your attention. I have found that if you let people talk, oftentimes they will tell you everything you need to know. There's an old principle that I lived by back when I was in my seat as a professional educator, and it continues to be a principle and a skill that I strive to bring to the forefront of my life in the world of business, and that is this, seek first to understand, then be understood. It's a Stephen Covey skill from the book Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And so that was one of my greatest takeaways in all my conversations with everyone and all my experiences. If you want to know what somebody's about, where they're headed, what they're doing, what their goals are, and if you guys are a good match, and if that is a relationship that needs to be built upon, don't talk about yourself. Don't show up like you have a place to get to. Show up and listen like you have no place to get to, that you have like you have everything to give. And again, that is your attention. So yeah, just so much power in listening and being quiet. Number two, stop taking yourself so seriously. I think that is also a trap that we fall into as we psych ourselves out thinking that we need to be all business and no fun. And the reality is people want authenticity and they want realness. And look, it's It's completely possible to take your goals and your business very seriously while not taking yourself so seriously. And a prime example of this was Veena Jetty. I had the privilege of meeting her. It was just a really organic situation at lunch. I was asked to serve on a panel with a Q&A and post that panel, all the attendees had left. And the only people that were left in the room were myself, Tyler Devereaux, James McCabe, Veena Jetty. And that was it. And in those conversations, I saw her just show up as her authentic self. And it was so magnetic. She wasn't there with a loaded agenda to make sure that the world revolved around her. She was there to get to know, again, it comes back to principle one, to get to know everybody and understand who we were. And this awesome, authentic, hilarious conversation ensued where at the very end, there was an opportunity for us to discuss some business opportunities that were happening, but it was all just very organic and fun. And I just loved Veena's approach. She seriously is a magnetic human being, and she is a prime example of taking your work serious, but not taking yourself so serious. So that was a great takeaway, not just from that moment, but from many other engagements that I had with other amazing people throughout the course of my experience at Peak. Number three is there is what we call the circle of influence, right? Which is pretty large at an event like this or within a network that you're a part of. And then there's your inner circle of influence. David Goggins talked about it, and he talked about it within the analogy of it being your foxhole, right? Like, who is in your foxhole with you? And an invite that I'd have for everybody today is this, on this specific point and principle, and that is to look to your left and look to your right. If you don't see anybody there right now in the thick of it, that's a problem, because it's going to be extremely difficult to grow what it is you're striving to grow and accomplish what it is you're striving to accomplish by yourself. In fact, I would go as far to say that it is impossible. It will be impossible to do great work, not just in this space, but in any space or arena of your life without the help of others. But it's not just any help from others. It's help from those who are all in and as committed as you are to the direction you're headed and to the goals that you're striving to accomplish. So look to your left, look to your right, and then ask yourself, is this someone I'd go to war with? If that answer is not yes, then that should tell you a lot of what you need to know right now. And again, if you look to your left and you look to your right now and you're flying solo in that foxhole, it's time to look at what you can be doing to surround yourself with those types of people that you'd go to war with, who are headed and are as committed to you in the direction you're going and the goals that you're striving to accomplish. And don't shy away from having those types of conversations. You know, I think all too often we engage in something that's pretty surface level when we could just have those direct, awesome, open conversations about our levels of commitment, our level of ambition, and our current situations and what we're striving to accomplish, and not just looking for random opportunity to get a free ride, but looking for others who are as committed and devoted to the work as you are. I would not, if I could go back and help my younger self in the growth of my business and in this specific space of entrepreneurship, I would tell that younger version of Dallas to get straight to the point and gain clarity. If you don't have clarity so that you can't have those direct conversations quite yet, then you need to gain that. And before you engage in further actions and go waste anybody's time, especially your own, it's crucial that you have those conversations with yourself. So, and then there's some other items that I wanted to share, things that I wrote down that were great takeaways from this amazing experience this past week. And that is, and again, these are in no particular order. It doesn't matter how things look. It matters how things are. You know, I couldn't help but observe. I'm an observer. And I strive to be an observer of my own life and create space so that I can see myself and detach from my own personal bias. But I also observe others. I've made a living off of it. Behavior modification is the name of the game for Dallas Pruitt and my career, prior to even coming into the world of business and professional development and personal development. It's crucial to look to the reality of how things are and don't strive to make it look any different than what it really is. People will respect you more. People will be drawn to you more. You know, I always say it, that the truth will set you free. It's liberating. Don't hide from your reality. Don't hide from your inadequacies. Don't hide from your gaps. Embrace them. Embrace them and be honest about them. And that's where real progress is made. Another point that I wanted to address was be really conscious about where you are placing your time and your energy. All too often, I don't believe we see ourselves in the reality of where we're currently at. And so we place our actions and our time and our energy on certain things that are very irrelevant for the time and season of our process, right? Our time and season of where we're at within our goals, our big goals. So all too often, we're trying to act closer in proximity to the big goal than where we're really at. And it's so important that we meet ourselves where we're really at and we engage in the actions that are relevant to that season. You know, pressing forward hardcore on marketing when you don't quite yet have a product robust enough to back all of that marketing up, you'd be better, your time and energy would be better placed in developing that robust product. That's just a really basic example. And it's something that I've learned the hard way. It's not just me being observant of other people. This is me looking back and being very observant of my own actions and my own situation. And so, again, it just kind of flows back into that prior principle, which is just the truth will set you free. Meet yourself where you're really at and place your time and energy in those spaces, in that season, not in the season that's, you know, 6, 7, 8 months or even a year or two down the road. Another point that I wanted to make was about purpose. And it's just a simple question that we can ask ourselves all the time in our business, at a networking event, in any situation is, you know, what's the purpose of this thing I'm about to do, this action that I'm about to engage in? What's the purpose of this? What's the purpose in saying this thing that I'm about to say? Purpose propels better performance. And here's my 2 cents that I've learned through my own personal experiences throughout the years in, again, working with others and working on myself. That is that the purpose in all things, action and thought, say all of it, it should be traced back to something outside of yourself, something that is rooted in serious service of others and helping provide them, your industry, your family, whatever your environment is, whatever your goals are, with solutions. The purpose in all things should be traced back to something outside yourself and rooted in serving other people. And those are just some questions that I continue to ask myself and anchor myself in all the time is, what's the purpose of this thing that I'm about to do? Whether that's the launch of something new in my business, whether it's an article that I've written and I'm about to post, whether it's a real life in-person engagement at a high level or even just something informal. And you know, what's the purpose of this thing that I'm about to say? Again, rooting our actions and our thoughts in purpose, on purpose, and making sure that that or those are all rooted in something bigger than ourselves, something outside of ourselves, not selfish, but selfless, looking to serve others and provide the industry, the world, our homes, whatever it may be, with solutions to the problems we face. Those were some of my takeaways. I was able to condense them down. There's probably others, but given the, you know, time frame here and keeping these episodes to a minimum, I felt like those were some of the most impactful principles, takeaways that I wanted to share with our audience here on the Multifamily Mindset Podcast. So if I met you out in Orlando, I want to just once again say thank you for the kind words. Thank you for your embrace and the encouragement and the love you sent my way. It is an absolute pleasure, as always, to be able to serve you in your journey. We are so grateful for this network. We are so grateful for you and who you are and what you're striving to become and what you're striving to accomplish. I want to give one last shout out to Peak 2025. Again, the link will be in the comments. If you have not gotten your tickets already, I highly recommend you do. I will be back. I was given an invite post just right from getting home. I received a message with a formal invitation to return, and I'm very grateful to be able to pour into the Multifamily Mindset Network and just help you accomplish everything that you are truly capable of. But again, follow the link. You can grab those tickets. And as always, my friends, we're very grateful for you. And we will see you back here on the podcast again next week.
Multifamily Mindset Podcast. Think bigger.